Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 26th. We're back with you. My microphone's really loud today, so I need to adjust this.
I feel like you sound the same.
That's why we do it. Oh, it's probably my headphones or something.
Yeah.
I always we always make adjustments, but then I have to make additional adjustments because, you see, it's like taking off in a plane. When you're on the ground, things look different. Once you're taking off, you have to make adjustments.
Yeah, like taking more sleeping pills and drinking more liquor. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Did you sleep well last night?
Yeah, I did. I slept well all weekend. I didn't do anything again.
I know. That's what you usually say, right?
Yeah. I haven't been out like 2 weeks.
Is that for a lack of people to do things with or what?
I think it's like semi-both. I mean, I have people that invite me out all the time, but I don't feel like going to the club on a Saturday night. It's just not what I want to do anymore. Unless I was going out with like someone in particular that I wanted to go out with, like a date or something. But I'm not just going to go to the club to go to the club.
Yeah.
And stand in somebody's VIP section.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I understand that. You know, my weekend was slow, but by design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to slow down, and I learned how to cut myself off from the computer for the weekend, too.
What do you mean? Like you just didn't go on at all?
Right, on the computer. I use the phone. I use the tablet to consume more entertainment and social media.
Tablets what?
Like iPad, like an iPad.
Okay, so that's basically a mini computer, though, Sam.
Right, but I can't do work with it. That's the bottom line.
Oh, like you can't use like Microsoft Word or whatever on it.
Oh, you could, but I don't work with Microsoft Word. I work with special programs that have to do with the station.
Okay, so basically you just didn't work this weekend.
I did not work this weekend.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do on weekends.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, I try to rest a little bit and actually, but, you know, again, I mean, if I had someone. And we planned something, except the weekend was kind of unpredictable as far as the weather, you know?
Right.
So it was kind of cold.
I couldn't even tell you. I barely went outside.
Yeah? You didn't even look outside the window?
No, I did. Like, yesterday was nice and sunny.
Uh-huh.
I went out for, like, coffee with my roommate, and then I went back home, and I went to Redbox and rented, like, 7 movies.
7 movies?
No, like, 4.
Okay. Well, we'll go over that in just a minute. For those of you who are listening to us online, even if you're listening from your phone anywhere, but even if you're listening after the fact, if this is like the archive for you right now, then go over to Facebook, to the LA Talk Radio page, and you'll see us live and in view, in plain view, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what's going on. And as you can see, we do have a guest waiting. We'll bring him on in just a moment. Thank you for sitting patiently. We appreciate that. What movies did you see? Anything memorable?
No.
How can you watch 3-4 movies at the same time?
Well, I just binge watch. Right? You know, not
I
really.
Know. I don't know how people can do that.
I have my monthly friends, so like I've just been like in bed with like a heating pad watching movies. So it's very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I do.
I don't have that kind of patience. I wish I did so I could watch a whole movie at once.
Really? I watched like 8 hours of movies yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I cooked dinner and it was so good.
Yeah.
It was like the best thing I've cooked in so long.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. My roommate ate some and she was like, this is the best meal I've eaten in months.
Ah, so you can cook.
Yeah, I thought you knew this.
No, how could I know that?
I thought I've talked about it before now.
Not that I remember.
I want to take cooking lessons, though. I always want to learn how to do something new.
Okay, do that.
Like, I'm not really good at breakfast foods.
Right.
I want to learn how to cook maybe some breakfast, like pancakes.
How hard can that be?
It's not hard.
Yeah, you don't need to take lessons. Just go on YouTube or something.
Yeah, but I don't want to do... So my mom's a cook, and she's always made like pancakes from scratch, French toast from scratch, like everything from scratch. She doesn't do anything out of a box, and neither do I. I don't want to do anything out of a box.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste the same.
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I'd notice, but okay, if you say so.
Like, have you ever had Bisquick pancakes?
I don't remember. I don't know if I did.
They literally taste like garbage.
Really?
Yeah, they're so
bad. Well, I only eat pancakes in a restaurant, so I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, those are from a box.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
Like IHOP, okay. I will say, from a box, their pancakes are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
IHOP is pretty good. I take my mom now every Saturday. I take her to have breakfast.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, so she can count on that. She's getting out of the house almost every day. She's on a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But she's been getting out every day with Uber and her caregiver, and which we're very happy about because she was homebound for 2 friggin' years. She didn't want to go anywhere.
Right. That's good that she's getting out. Because I feel like my grandmother, towards the end, she didn't ever leave her apartment.
Right. You see,
it's not good.
My dad was sick, and I think he just brought her down and made her not want to do anything.
Yeah, how old is she?
You know, she's only 75.
Okay, so she's still young.
78, I'm sorry. But yeah, she is. Yeah. She is, you know. But my dad's being sick was probably a lot of weight on her.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know.
Were they still together?
Yeah, they were together the whole time, but my dad passed.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, one more thing. Oh, so you didn't tell us what movie was good that you watched.
I still have to watch Lady Bird. I'm going to watch that after.
Lady Bird. Yeah, is it good?
I don't know. I have to watch that today. Oh, okay. I didn't get to it. I kind of gave up on watching movies at like 8 o'clock. I was like, you need to just stop watching TV at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know what I did is I went and got a new TV, a new sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't finish a movie in one sitting. It's not like you.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the popcorn's gone. I'm out of there.
Popcorn lasts for the like first 5 minutes.
Well, for me, it lasts 20. So it takes me about 4 times to watch until I finish the movie.
You know, popcorn is so bad for you.
I know, but I don't care, okay? Like, I can't watch TV without popcorn.
I used to love popcorn, but now every time I eat it, I'm like, I should not be eating this.
That's true, yeah.
It's just it's so bad.
But, you know, I mean, I eat well during the day and everything. I don't eat too much, so I think it's okay, you know? But especially, I use one with butter, too. Which
yeah,
is,
me too. I love it with butter.
You know?
And if I do it at home, I melt my own butter and add it on.
Oh, really?
Yes. Absolutely.
I tell you, the Orville Redenbacher one is the best.
Oh,
I've
it's
ever
so good.
Tasted.
I agree with you. 110%. Right? That's the best one, but I add extra butter if I'm at home.
Really?
Yeah.
On top of that?
On top of that.
Wow.
Yeah, I want it drenched in butter.
Okay, now you see, that's not healthy.
No,
so don't come criticizing me.
Yeah, and
for
I have
a dash of butter.
And I haven't really been into sweets, but because I'm like on my you know what this week, I bought sugar cookies and I've been baking 2 at a time and putting it covered with vanilla ice cream.
Whoa.
Every single, like maybe twice a day.
I make cookies too, but those are
weed cookies.
Weed cookies.
Yeah, there's no weed in mine.
No weed in yours.
No. Nope.
See, to me, that's a waste of calories to eat a cookie if it doesn't have some weed in it. You know.
No way. I can't.
Like
do
otherwise, what's the point of eating it?
I don't know. Maybe just to have something
good,
sweet.
Right?
Yeah. I imagine a weed cookie doesn't taste good.
It does. You can't really barely taste it once you get used to.
It's not like chunky. Like,
no,
it's not, like, chunky?
No. Didn't I tell you how we make
them? Oh, yeah. You, like,
you make butter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, and then the butter is infused with it, with the weed, you know. It comes out greenish.
Yeah. So is the cookie green?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. Because you mix it with a cookie mix that's white.
Right.
So, no, it comes out the brownish color it should come out as.
So do you still have to put butter in it? Yeah, right?
No, the weed butter, the cannabis butter is what they call it, cannabis butter.
Oh, my God, that just sounds like I'd be dead.
No. Oh, as far as eating it?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, no, that's not my thing.
I know, but at any rate, so I finished watching Baby Driver.
I hated it.
Really?
I did not like it.
It wasn't that great.
No. And people like hyped it up and I was really excited to see it, but I was like, this is stupid.
I know. Somebody told me, no, you gotta see it, you gotta see it. So after a couple of car scenes, you get bored with that. The story is not that great.
I feel like the story wasn't strong enough. It was just kind of like...
It wasn't original, you know, and then... A little twist at the end, you know, about him being deaf and stuff, you know.
I mean, you knew he was deaf the whole time. So
really?
Yeah. The whole movie.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah. He got into a car accident. His parents died.
Right.
He lost basically all his hearing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I missed that. So it's not a freaking twist. Yeah, what the fuck am I talking about? So I missed that part in the beginning. Yeah. See, that's why I got a sound system. Now I can hear what the hell they're saying.
I mean, yeah, that whole movie was like kind of music too. So.
Yeah, a lot of music. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I feel like that was a really like dude movie. Like,
yeah, but
I don't
still,
really think it was like a chick
flick. It wasn't
flick.
An original movie. The story, it's like you feel you've seen it many times before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring in our guest. Okay, so that was it. I just wanted to wrap up real quick. So I got this sound system which has, first of all, I got like an open box one because they gave me like a $200 discount. I mean, that's like more than half of it. I said,
right, yeah.
What the hell? Mm-hmm. I went home, of course, it didn't work. So I had to go back, which is a
pain
in the ass.
Did you get insurance on it?
No, it was just shitty. I mean, why do I need insurance on it?
I get insurance on everything.
No, not on shit like that. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, come
on. Did they help you out?
No. Well, they had to take it back. If it doesn't work, doesn't matter.
Oh, I guess if it's in like the first 30 days, yeah.
Yeah, you got mm-hmm. the same warranty as on a new one.
Right.
So I took it back. I got another one that's new, and everything's good now. Everything works, and I'm happy to say I've got all 4K movies now. I subscribe to Hulu.
Okay.
So now I let go of Sling. I had Sling so I could watch CNN, have some news.
I don't know what Sling is.
Sling is a $20 a month app that you can use with a smart TV or however you use Netflix.
Yeah.
So they have that too. And you can get several... I don't know how many, 10, 15 live channels.
Gotcha.
Like, so they have Disney, they have the Cartoon Network, and they have CNN, and I wanted some news. But lately, CNN, I've really gotten tired of them, and their bias and everything.
That's the only
really
news
biased.
Outlet I follow on Twitter.
I know, and that's the only one I do, but I thought I need more. So I found out that Hulu has all the channels live if you want. For $40 a month.
Is it like Netflix though, where like if your show is on, you have to wait like 6 months before they put the new season on there, or is it like it's right away?
No. Hulu's got probably more shit than Netflix. I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
Because they got so much TV from the networks, Fox and ABC and
right.
all that shit. You
right.
know? Netflix doesn't really have that. So Hulu is really cool if you want to get like really a lot of stuff, plus movies that you see on Netflix, mm-hmm. plus TV shows with episodes. They have a lot of original ones, just like Netflix. So, but I subscribe to Netflix too.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to make a decision which one I'm keeping.
Just keep them both. It's like $20
but
a month.
But why do I need it? I mean, that's a lot. No, because Hulu with the live shit is $40.
Oh, Hulu's $40 a month?
Well, no, just Hulu. The basic Hulu you can get for $5 a month.
Oh, $5 isn't bad.
No, but if you want the live
what
channels.
What do you mean by live?
Okay, like the CNN, like live TV.
Okay, so you don't have on-demand then? Like you don't have regular basic TV?
You do,
TV.
But I don't want news on-demand. I want news live as it comes
No, but
out.
I mean you don't have like on your TV. You
oh, no,
because
I don't have cable or anything.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No, I cut the cable.
Okay,
see?
That's why you're paying $40.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is half of what you'd pay.
Yeah, that's why I was like, who would pay for that if you have cable
no,
already,
but that's
yeah.
the thing. I don't have any yeah. of the channels.
Okay, so do you have a house phone?
House phone, no.
Okay.
What do I need one for?
Usually people get like a house phone to get their like cable cheaper, but I figured right. if you had a house phone, you might as well have cable too.
Right, but yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's bring in our guest right now because we could be talking and talking and talking and forgetting about him, and we don't want to do that. We're joined once again. This is your third time on the show, Ilan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ilan Azulay, and if you listened before, his voice is very distinct, so you'll remember him. He puts on this like, hey, I'm really calm kind of guy. And you don't usually talk like that. But you like the way you sound on the microphone, right?
I love it.
Yeah. Right?
I feel like he talks like that off the mic.
Really, you know, it depends also on the time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
also when we talk, you know.
Yeah.
But what happens is the microphone gives him bass.
Yeah.
And his voice is
sounds
deep
deeper.
Anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
What am I doing? I'm giving you compliments. I think it's great. Well, Ilan Azulay, you've been with us a couple times. And today we're going to give more emphasis on what the hell you want rather than what we've been talking about. Because we talk shit here usually, but you have a lot of stuff you're into. We started talking a little bit about the Kabbalah and all that stuff. Remember before? No, you were here.
Remember, we did a private session here.
Yeah, they gave you a private session. It was based on.
I'm like you, Sam. I don't remember.
Spirituality.
Wait, are we talking about the bowls?
Before the bowls, we talked a lot.
Okay, I remember the bowls.
Okay, and he did bring the bowls today. So
it's okay. We did the bowls.
But he can tell us about. I know, but not on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I forgot that there is a camera. Otherwise, I would.
That's why I asked you to bring it up. I did it especially.
It's Monday. Give him a break.
Yeah, we did. We both had brain farts this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him, and he.
I've been up since 5.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't feel tired at all.
Yeah.
I didn't go to bed till like 12 because my cramps were so bad.
Oh,
you guys don't know anything about
too
that.
Much information.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's so horrible. We go through it all. You guys don't do shit. Yeah. Literally.
We don't have to.
Raspberry leaves will help you.
What's that?
Raspberry leaves. I have it in the tea that I make.
Oh,
I
really?
Remember last time?
Yeah, what happened? You told me you were going to bring me tea next time.
That's true.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the tea is called high tea. And if you go on Facebook, it's high tea mix.
Yeah.
And it's made out of different plants and herbs that activates different chakras and are good for your body. Every plant has a different medicinal property to it.
Okay, so it's not gonna get me high though, right?
Not with that dose.
Okay. No.
But it will relax you.
Yeah.
And raspberry leaves.
Like, can I drive a car after I drink
absolutely,
it?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. In the sky. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Have somebody else drive.
but raspberry leaves really helps you with cramps.
I know. So. It's so bad. So. I used a heating pad last night till like 12, and then I was like, let me just try to go to sleep. Because I try not to use like Tylenol or any of that, because I think they're placebos. I don't know if they actually work.
Do you know what they do? Do you know what Tylenol actually does?
Makes and you sleepy.
The headaches? The headache pills?
Yeah.
They're actually working on your pain receptors. So it tells you, you don't feel pain, but your body actually feels pain.
Yeah.
So it's just your perception of pain changes and your body is still in need of whatever basic things it needs.
Right.
And it tricks your body to think that your mind to think that you don't have any pain.
Right.
And you're getting sicker and sicker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like using that type of shit. It's like a placebo. It's like, what are you doing for me, honestly?
No, placebo doesn't do anything. This actually does the...
Yeah, it does. I guess maybe because I took a Tylenol at 10 p.m. and then I felt a little better by like 12. So I guess kind of it does work mentally.
So if you have a headache, you look at the basic. I'm thirsty, I need sugar, mm-hmm. I need this, I need that, rather than just give me a pill. This is the culture. Give me a pill.
Right.
Take a pill.
Yeah, that's true. But the pills work quickly, just that they have side effects and they're not really good for you.
Tylenol doesn't have a side effect.
You know these commercials?
Tylenol doesn't.
You know these commercials where they're giving you this new medicine and then they're giving you the fast speak? But this side...
Yes!
Disclaimer.
Yeah,
it can cause
cancer.
Cause death, too.
Yeah. Please ask your doctor about the following and it's like 2 minutes worth of like, this could happen. I'm like, nobody's going to take that.
No, you know, and plus you take medication, you get side effects, mm-hmm. and then you take medication for the side effects, mm-hmm. and then for the side effects of that one.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, you know?
And then you're just one big ball of drugs.
Yeah.
And you mm-hmm. become a patch.
Yeah.
You just become a ball of patch.
Right. Yeah. You know, if you saw how many meds my mom takes, it's unbelievable.
My grandma used
diabetes
to take so many.
And, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, wow. But at any rate, listen, if medicine didn't work, people wouldn't use it. But... People have to understand the risks with it, too. So what you're saying is you're saying there's natural ways to cure all of these things?
Yes, absolutely.
I think so, too.
I mean, I'm not saying that medicinal procedures, operations, and some medications are needed, absolutely. I mean, that is why it's here,
right?
Partially, and that's why it works. But you have so many, I mean, this world is created in such a harmony, perfection. You have every plant here, even weed, the plants, mm-hmm. not weed that you smoke or eat in your cookies.
Okay.
Right?
But useless weed that grows.
It's not useless, really, because it actually protects the plants around it. So
right.
Everything has a purpose. And you have black birch, for example, which grows in the northeast. When you peel the branch, you just scrape it, you chew it, it tastes like mint, like spearmint, and it's good for your gums. You just chew on it. The American Indians.
Right.
They would do that.
Right.
No, instead of brushing their teeth, maybe?
Exactly.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, they didn't have
toothbrushes
Colgate back in, right? So
I always always think about that. Like back in the day, like when people like woke up with each other and they didn't have toothpaste and brush, everyone just would have morning breath.
Who knows what they invented at the time, you know? Whatever you, they were doing.
But you know, look, science in the last 100 years really gets closer with its understandings, that gets closer to Kabbalah, which was all the time here, which talks about... It's really kind of a blueprint of the creation, and everything goes back to that. You know, it started with, oh, the earth was, it didn't start, but at one point the earth was flat. I mean, all these kind of things that eventually are coming back to the source, right? So you're asking, oh, what did they invent? They had it. What did we rediscover here now? To go back to the source,
right? You know, so maybe they were, maybe they were chewing leaves after sex or something. I don't know, but who cares anyway?
Or in the morning when they woke up.
Listen, it's just that people were less hygienic than we are now. You know, they were not as conscious about it. Even 60, 80 years ago, it wasn't like that. It's only in modern times we sit there and floss our teeth and brush them and take care of them and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the standards at that time were different, obviously. I mean, you know, if you're looking at the standards of today, of hygiene of today, and you apply to 200, 300 years or 1,000 years ago, you're looking with the eyes of today back at what happened then. Right. But at that time, it was a standard.
It didn't bother them because they didn't know any better.
That's what it was.
They didn't even have makeup back then.
Right.
So girls couldn't like cover their face with like 10 pounds of foundation.
I think they did. They did. They had makeup, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is...
Oh, yeah, because guys used to wear makeup, right?
And you can make it from natural stuff.
Make it from natural stuff. I did once with somebody a natural face cream that is made out of lavender and cucumber, and it's... You know, cucumber is very
good for your skin, I think.
That's why people put it under their bags.
Yeah.
They put it on top of their bags.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
For your skin, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So now let us ask you a little bit. You do a lot of different things and stuff, but... So the bowls, let's explain to people for a moment at least about what you do with what the bowls are.
The sound bowls. Well, I don't have
sound
them here.
Sound bowls,
but
right. We'll have them for you next time, folks.
I'll have it for next time.
Yeah.
So I use sound. We're made of sound. We're made of frequencies. Each part of our body has a frequency. Mm-hmm. And that's why also when you hear certain voices or you hear certain music, it's very soothing or it can be very upsetting because it triggers different parts of your configuration. Some people it works for them, some people it doesn't work for them.
I see.
And sound and words in particular, when I say in particular, I mean Hebrew words.
Okay.
Because Hebrew words have our channel, our energetic channel, that you probably heard a sentence, you know, you make your own reality. Right. You create your own reality. What you speak is what you make. Abracadabra in Aramaic. Right. I create what I speak. So sound and frequencies are very crucial in our everyday existence, more than people realize this. We're triggered by sound. We listen to things.
I mean, you know, I enjoy music all the time. At the same time, sometimes I just want quiet, complete quiet, you know. And you're right, because it affects the body in different frequencies, different vibrations, different, I would call it energy, you know?
Yeah, it heals. So sound and frequencies, they heal. It heals on your emotional level and on your cellular level, body level. So, and that is really because we are made of frequency, because everything is frequency, that's really the ultimate medicine. Work with cancer patients, Alzheimer's. And now, we talked about earlier, now science discovered now in the last few years that sound is actually a cure for Alzheimer's. Why? Because it disintegrates the buildup in your brain in different parts. And sound, they do ultrasound, but it's all sound. It's all certain frequencies that is being targeted.
Right.
And there are, if you go on YouTube, there are many frequencies. It's called binaural beats that help you tune, hack your brain, so to speak. Hack your brain. So if you want to be focused, you use certain frequencies to create that effect in your brain. You want to have deep sleep, you want to have focus, you want to have great lovemaking or whatever.
Right.
Anything has a frequency. Everything has a tone and a frequency that you can heal or
so you can turn someone on just by playing a certain frequency, you're saying?
Certain frequencies.
Because that will stir up their genitals a little bit or something. Well, right?
I don't know if I've ever heard a song
because
where I'm
said,
like, ooh.
He said every part of the body has frequency, so what's the frequency for my dick? You know, that's what I want to know.
I was literally just about to say, I don't think I've ever heard a song where I was like, wow, my vagina is like really.
Yeah, but maybe he's got he knows the frequency, you know, the channel on the radio.
Well, the channel on your dial, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well. He left me speechless.
That's okay. Go on.
But so I use sound.
No, I was just talking about the frequencies. You said,
no, I get it. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right.
It's not like out of left field.
Jew funny.
You should expect that. That was expecting
no,
it.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. And so here's the thing. So I use sound. What I do is I'm a spiritual mentor, and I do talks and empowerment speeches for groups and couples and women, and really it's all about how we perceive everything. Sound is also the same thing. People come to me and tell me, I don't believe in sound, that it can do that. I say, you don't have to believe in sound. All you have to be open is to something new.
Mm.
And when you have something new to happen, and when you're open to something new, the sound will do its work.
Mm.
And the sound can be a sound of a bowl. It could be the sound of my voice. It could be a sound of anybody's voice. I'm just using my voice because it's
because you're talking.
Because I'm talking, and I do heart guided meditation. I call it a guided imagination.
Because
really, everything is in your imagination. If it's possible, if you imagine it, then it's possible.
Right.
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 So I use that as a modality. I use sound as a modality to. Help you see things in a different way.
Right.
Okay, so
and
let's
work on communication especially. And I wanted to share with you actually something that happened just like as I was driving here. And I was like, you know what, this is going to be a great thing. Because we were talking about communication, right? Do you have this thing where you work with somebody, you have an appointment, you have a meeting, you agree on things, you sit, you spend 4 hours dealing with something, and then the next morning it's just like, they flip on you?
What do you mean?
Like it. So I had this meeting about an event to co-host an event.
Okay.
And we spent time, hours, and trying to meet together with different parties, and then this morning it shifted. Right. So now. The person that initiated that changed their mind.
Okay,
completely about the whole concept of the whole event. The concept itself.
Right.
And the concept of each person's role and what we do and what we bring to the table and what the value that we have in hosting the event.
Right.
So there are two things. It's not only the change of mind, I don't even say change of heart because this is going into fear and to what people say, but the change of that person's mind, but also not talking about this, but then sending a slew of text messages rather than talking on the phone,
right?
And talking to the person,
right?
So here is a communication issue that I find very greatly in the States, especially in La La Land, especially in LA,
right?
That you talk to somebody and you converse and you communicate and you express what it is that you feel or want to feel. And many times people, we have barriers. And the barriers and the blocks come from an expression of ourself at that moment. It could be ego, it could be whatever. Right. But then having the illusion that hiding behind a text or an SMS message is safer and makes you writer. Makes you writer, meaning write.
Right.
More write.
Right.
And so now this entire conversation, which is not a conversation, it's a monologue at a time because it's a text and it's like a walkie-talkie.
Right, yeah, right.
Happens over a text. You were telling me actually last time that you had this people that were texting.
Yeah, but you see,
this is a matter of communication.
Right, but so how the do thing we communicate? But the point is that, no, you're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is I think this is pretty obvious today that most people communicate like that, especially the younger people, right?
Yeah.
They don't talk on the phone. So it's not just I don't think it's personally for you, or I don't think that
no,
person is...
No, I don't think
is,
it's personal. I think it was just a matter of... I brought it as a matter of communication.
Right.
That
but
we
you can't
lost.
Fight it, because that's progress. And what I'm saying is, it's not is necessarily it? A good thing, but because of technology, that's what it's made
people. I'd rather text than talk on the phone all
you
day.
You see, that's the point. So, and there's a lot of people
why
like that.
Why is that? Because you don't want to be open and vulnerable?
No, I mean, there's just certain people where they call me, I'm like, hell no. And that's pretty much 90% of the people.
You don't
want
to talk to them.
No, just well, fucking text me. Why are you calling me? Text me.
It's like you have to understand something, Elon. It's a different kind of communication. It's not the only one, and I don't think it's replacing talking to people, but it's an additional way to communicate. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well, no, it was.
But when it replaces the human connection. You know, there's nothing like talking to a person.
That's what it is.
I mean, text can be misconstrued too. Like, sometimes I text someone and they're like, why are you being a bitch? I'm like, what?
To me, texting is like for things like, hey, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Exactly.
You know? Or call me when you're free.
Exactly.
I'll send paragraph long text messages.
But why not? That's what I don't understand.
Because no one's going to answer, especially if there's like a beef or something happening or a disagreement. Ain't nobody want to talk on the phone.
But that is the thing.
So they don't want to deal with
they don't want to deal with it's not about text is a utilitarian thing. Text doesn't have eyes. I don't see you. I don't experience you. So when when we are having a business meeting, mm-hmm. if you and I are having a business meeting and this is what it was, and then something changes unilaterally,
right,
we need to talk about this.
Right.
Doing it over text message is a reflection of where the person is and what and you know, as we say, everything happens for the good. So I'm glad I'm glad it happened, but this is a communication method that is not helping to grow in the communication between the two people,
or to build relationships.
Especially when you have a business meeting and then something changes, and then there is only these not wanting to converse and to talk about what is going on. So,
but was he telling you what was going on via text?
Yes and no.
Because, I mean, if he's telling you via text, he is telling you. At least he's telling you. There's some people that just completely go ghost.
Well, no, it's look, when you spend hours and to create an event.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you just disappear via text and you just are afraid to listen to what you're saying,
right?
That says much about the person.
But that's the way you're interpreting it. You know, I think it's like he doesn't maybe look at it this way, and just because for the same. Let me ask you this about how old is that person? What generation? Millennial?
No, this generation.
This generation, millennial, the young one.
So like my generation.
Yeah,
that's why he's texting you.
That's why. You see, you're taking it the wrong way.
Like in the mid-30s.
Okay, that's still. It's not our generation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is you have to understand that the communication, it's kind of weird, but you're the one that's going to have to adjust and not them.
Maybe so. And we're always here to learn. And yet, what happens later? People break down. People don't find themselves. People don't understand why things are happening. And those are the same people that eventually will come and look for guidance, how to open, and what happens in the relationships.
Right.
And if we're talking about relationships, you can't have a relationship over a text.
Right. Of course not. But people do. Right.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Let's say you live. Let's say you have a relationship. You can't be with a person every day. Would you? And then you can't talk on the phone all day, but you guys want to share what you do and stuff. Would you text?
Utilitarian texts, you know.
What do you mean? I mean look, during the day, like
no, we can do like small like, things here and there. But
hey, I gotta go here. I gotta go there.
Yes, of
and
course.
Then
but this is what utilitarian things. Is. This is what I mean by utilitarian. It's a utility. It acts as a utility. To I'm going here. I'm doing this. Do you want me to pick up something? Hey, here's a song I think you like.
Right.
I think you'd love this song. Here, listen to this. But if there is something that I want to talk about, something that happened to me throughout the day or some.
Then
or
you would wait until triggered. You saw them in person.
Or I would talk to them on the phone.
Right.
If they answer.
If you have time. But no, yeah. They'll answer.
Have a relationship.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think both of you are right. Like, if I was in a relationship and I was busy, I'm okay with a quick text.
Yes, and of then, course.
But if
course.
I have, like,
even
something to talk about.
Extended text, but you don't have to be there and say everything at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, no, so no, it's no, convenient. No.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying, but you have to understand, Elon, is that this is this generation. We have to adjust to them.
No, I think
because
I agree.
Because that's where it's going. That's
and
where
that's why I will continue to have more work, because then
right.
Then the relationships are screwed up. Yeah. And I know, because I screwed enough, so I know,
but
I mean,
do you know
I'm good
how many
in it.
Relationships are based on text today? Think about it.
No, I mean, if I was in a relationship, it would not just be text. That no. would never happen.
Never. Sam, tell me, did you ever close a business deal with your partners over text?
No, but is that what he was doing? He was closing the deal.
It was changing the deals.
Right, okay.
Over text. So it's not.
So it was a matter
of communication.
You know what? It wasn't as important to him anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
He lost his mojo about it. That's basically
exactly.
what happened.
And that's why he came to, if it was important to him, he would have called.
Right,
and
exactly.
So this is a great, and this is where I wanted to get to. This
right.
Is, you brought it to me without me going there. So you have fear that is controlling your actions. A fear of maybe there is something for you to look at yourself. A fear of maybe something, somebody will tell you something that you don't like to hear.
Right.
A fear of opening up and saying, yes, you know what, this is not working anymore.
Mm.
Less than 12 hours after.
Right, we did. Right.
So, and there is a fear, and then you go over text and I don't have to talk to the person anymore. And when I realize this whole thing and I don't respond, I get the same thing that you got, text all the time.
Right.
You know, and I was like, you know what? Everything happens for a reason, right? As we talk about. Everything happens for the good of everything. And it is okay. It is totally fine. It is just continues to show that that having sessions of understanding of therapy or guidance or sound or anything to bring you back to continue to look at yourself from a place of truth without fear of what would that person say or what would that person say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and then you learn to open the communication, and we all learn.
Right.
Every day we grow. We never stop healing.
Mm-hmm.
Once we stop healing, we're out of here.
Right. Okay. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Anyway. You need to learn to adjust to a society that lives on texting.
Okay, I'm adjusting, but it doesn't work that way.
I mean, even Twitter limited their stuff to 140 characters because at the time, I'm not talking about now, I'm talking in the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Well, it was started at 140 characters.
Now you can like type a whole goddamn paragraph.
Because that was the limit of text messages on cell phones at the time. That's before iPhones and stuff.
I was going to say, I don't think I ever had a limit on text.
No, but that's before the iPhone.
I mean, I've had phones before, like, an iPhone. I don't think I've ever had like a character limit.
No, but it would cut itself off and go into
it would cut itself,
and then you'd get it in separate messages. You're not going back as far as we're going back. Right?
I was like, I don't think that ever happened to me.
No, I'm telling you, but that was okay. So you know what? Why don't you look up why does Twitter use only 140 characters, or did?
Okay. Right now?
No, not right now, but when you have some time.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see what
and
I'm saying.
And now they change with the times.
Up. So, but at any rate, so the thing is that texting has become part of our lives, whether we like it or not. I think we're the ones that have to adapt and to adjust.
What
I'm saying to you is this. This is not to discount how you feel. I would have been very offended too. I really would. I don't care if it's a young person or anything. The point is, this was obviously something important, but at least it was important to you. Maybe it wasn't important.
I tell
to
you what happened. What I did notice is because I do what I do, that it triggered something in me.
Right.
It triggered something in me, but then I put the trigger and an experience that I'm experiencing that trigger.
Right.
This
right.
is not
feel
me.
It.
I feel that.
Right.
But within that, you take the whole context and I see, okay, well, everything surfaces up that doesn't have to be there.
Right.
And having this kind of a communication, and I call it, okay, this kind of a communication is not healthy because it contradicts that which I
Believe in
and deliver.
Right.
You know,
right.
I am here to do, to talk about expanding your consciousness.
Right.
To
just move.
To create the expansion.
Move away from that freaking person. So, move on.
They're okay. They are who they are.
No,
it's
no,
okay.
But
this is who they are.
But there should be important to just move on, you know?
This is something I mean, came right this morning. I was like, oh, this is a great issue, because we're talking about communication. We're talking on the radio now.
Right.
We're adding a video,
right?
You know, so this is a communication. We are communicating, and we're talking about this whole
right
new existence.
And that's why I have a radio show, because I always wanted to communicate, and I think sitting with people and enjoying yourself and having conversation is a very cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool,
you know. So yeah,
you know, this
but
is
I want you to understand. We just had a therapy session for you, right? We just because you revealed what's bothering you, and we give you advice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All the time.
So, because we gave her therapy one time.
That's right.
Now we gave you.
I have to be even.
But no, you're right. You're right about your approach. I think you should own your feelings. If you feel offended or hurt by the way he behaved, then that's your feeling, and you should hold on to it. But what I'm saying is, also remember, it's probably not personal. You know, he's just like that
no,
with everybody.
No, it's not personal. This is the person.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I get that. No, it's okay. I get that. It was a matter of the communication of how we are today.
Right,
how
right.
How the communication
But people
is
communicate in so many different ways, you know? I mean, there's just... Look, like she said, some people are totally okay with texting.
Yeah, like my dad just texts me now. I barely talk to him on the phone. Like, he just texted me right now and sent me a picture of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and was like, how do I get you to find a prince? I said, LOL, it's too early, Dad.
Yeah.
But then the only thing is that later on people find that the relationships is not really what it is, and they keep searching and searching and searching, and then they come back to understand what the truth is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's true with some relationships, but like some of my best friends, like we'll text all the time, and I only talk to them on the phone like once a month, but we still like super close. But if I'm in like a relationship with a man, if you're busy all day, that's cool, but you're not going to go to bed and wake up in the morning without giving me a call first. Like, you're going to call me and you're going to say goodnight.
So there you go. So you understand the importance of talking.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I want to hear your voice. I want to make sure you're not in the club. I want to make sure you're not with another bitch. Like, why aren't you calling me?
Well, that's already your issue. Mm-hmm. That's not his issue.
Yeah, exactly. But he should respect me enough to know that that's my issue. And if you're with me, you have to deal with my issues.
But you want to feel his energy. You want to feel his closeness. You want to feel the communication between the connection between two people.
I want the person to care enough to call and say goodnight.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Tell your dad, the prince is not someone who has Markle, and not someone who has who comes from royalty. A prince is someone who's going to treat you like a princess.
He's a prince because you're a
prince. And you keep that in mind, because that's the prince, and you can get someone like that. She's not even fucking listening to me.
I am.
What did I say?
You said something about Meghan Markle.
That's what she remembers. She doesn't remember.
I just gave her a frigging compliment. She didn't even hear it. You know what I'm saying? There you go.
That's,
communication.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. You drove
that's
the point
exactly,
home.
Exactly. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
She's
really
on a fucking radio show.
Thank you very much.
Cell phones take over the world. It's so
then
crazy.
Why do you have your phone with you when you do in a radio show?
Well, it's just charging.
No. It's because you can't cut off for an hour from that.
No,
world.
I can't. I actually noticed that this weekend, and I was by myself, and I was like, "Holy shit, I'm addicted to my phone."
Not to your phone. You're addicted to the social part.
No, I'm talking to my dad. I'm literally not on social media.
No, that's still social though. You're not focusing on yourself, and you're communicating with other people constantly.
Well, I haven't talked to my dad in like a week. So.
Yeah, but why would you do it now? Do you want to step outside and talk to him?
No.
Okay, so just give him the message that I told you, which is a prince is not someone that that comes from royalty and that has a lot of money.
It is
somebody
that comes.
A prince is someone who treats you like a princess.
No.
Think about that. It doesn't have anything to do with money.
No, it's true.
Okay, so that's why she doesn't find anyone, you see?
No.
No, she doesn't.
I choose not to date. I could date if I wanted to.
She finds somebody that will resonate on her same vibration.
Yeah, like
but
I have.
But you just posted, I wish I had somebody to be with me on the weekend.
Yeah.
So the thing is, so how can you say that? You don't have someone.
I mean, in the sense you could say, yeah, I'm looking for my Prince Charming, but he's not a prince. A prince is someone that comes from royalty. My dad was like joking around. He meant like an actual prince.
No, I know, but that's what I
think you refer to it as a knight in shining armor, what you're talking about, not an actual prince. Like, oh, where's my knight in shining
sentence,
armor?
There is a sentence that the king is a king yeah. if he makes you a queen.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't right. want to buy it.
It's a whole different... but this is exactly
it'd be nice to date
about.
Someone that makes you me know? Feel like that, though. Like, I was talking to my girlfriend because she just... she's Persian, and she just went to a wedding and met a Persian guy at the wedding. And she usually doesn't date Persian. She usually dates black guys.
Right.
And they just went on their first date last night. And she's like, wow, I really like him. Like, I can actually picture myself, like, marrying him. And she was, like, saying how he opens the car door and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I can't remember the last time someone did, like, a nice gesture for that.
Right.
And you always see women tweeting and, like, talking about how men don't buy flowers anymore. Like,
right,
it's
but
just
that's
like,
not really a prince. I mean, is that how you really
it
measure
is.
The love?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. Oh, my brother okay. still writes his wife love letters and leaves
well,
it on
that's
the pillow.
Cool.
You know what the difference is between your brother to his wife, maybe?
Mm.
Is the willing to understand how the other side is and how the other side has
empathizing.
How men and women to begin with that we are not the same, that we are wired differently, completely differently.
Right, right,
and
right.
Understanding who the other person is and coming from a place of giving. Mm-hmm. That is what love is. Love is coming from a place of giving, not of receiving.
No, yeah, I
if
agree.
If you're looking what the person can do for me, how the person can be for me, just to make sure that the person is not with some other woman, or what it can do for me, this is not love. This is the same analogy, the same allegory of, does a fisherman likes fish? No. He likes what the fish makes him feel. He likes what the fish makes him taste like. He likes what the fish gives to his body. He doesn't care for the fish, otherwise he wouldn't fish it. The same thing when people meet one another. Many times they look for what that person can do for me. That person makes me feel good. That person makes me feel high or beautiful. But
you
don't
shouldn't
look
you feel that way, though, when you're with
that
someone?
That is not the other person's job. This is your job to feel that by your own, on yourself.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting someone that makes you want to be like a better person either.
That's not it. That's a different subject.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to be with someone that makes you feel beautiful and makes you feel...
No, absolutely. But that is not... That is not the core at it. For
he
you
says
to feel
that's
special,
not love. I
for
mean,
you to
he says
special.
I
for
think we're going to have to disagree on that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's disagree, guys.
Love is giving, and then you receive.
I agree with that
first.
As well.
Maybe
but
love is both, you know?
I think
know,
so, too. I think love
the
might be both.
Exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be one-sided.
No, it's not one-sided.
But
or
at any rate,
or two-way street into one direction.
Right.
Right.
But at any rate, I think what we concluded today is Elon needs his own therapy.
I think we all need therapy.
I love you.
I love you too much.
Yeah. We always have great things to talk about.
Don't you think we all need therapy, though, a little bit? Like,
of
you need
course,
therapy.
Of course.
Yeah. I need
I've
therapy.
I've gone to therapy for many years, but
yeah.
I not lately.
Healing.
Not no. lately, but you know when you go, when life starts slapping you in the face,
mm-hmm.
bitch slapping you, and then you go, you know what? I'm not the biggest one here, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
you know, true. I'm not the center of attention here. But at any rate, Elon, how can people find you? You have workshops and stuff, too?
Yeah, I do workshops. I have a new place in Venice coming up, so that I'll be doing workshops.
Really, Venice?
In Venice, yes.
Well, guys, you see, he knows where to do it, man. That's where the spiritual center of LA is.
So I would post that.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
It is actually true. Yeah, Venice, Santa Monica, that area.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you go on Facebook, it'll be Facebook and then Body Soul Sound / Body Soul Sound.
Okay, Body Soul Sound.
Body Soul Sound.
Okay.
And to learn more about the tea is Facebook / High Tea Mix, HITEA Mix. And the website is my name is Elan Azulay, ilanazoulai.com. But you'll have the link on the Facebook.
And there's his name and everything, so you'll definitely see that. Thank you for joining us again,
thank
Elon.
Thank you. It's fun.
And you're always a welcome welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being open-minded, giving us your side of the millennial view on things.
Right.
And that's why, really, you're here, because, you see, people our generation, we don't understand this shit. So that's why you need
well,
to
you
be on the
do,
show.
Well, you kind of do, a little bit.
No, I understand it, but I can't really live like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
no.
saying? But I understand that it exists, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't matter.
That.
Yeah.
We recognize that.
Okay, anyway, thank you everybody for joining us.
Thank
we
you.
We got to run out of here. Thank
run
you.
Out.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Adios.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.